Well, good morning, and thank you, Jim, for that kind introduction and for your commitment to protecting the rights, safety, and the best interests of American consumers, innovators, and entrepreneurs. It's a real pleasure to be here at Towson University and a privilege to join with so many dedicated leaders, including United States Attorneys Rod Rosenstein, Neil McBride, and Ron Machen, as we announce the recipients of the fiscal year 2012 Intellectual Property Theft Enforcement Program Grant Awards. Now, these new investments, that's what they are, investments, represent an important step forward in our fight to prevent and to combat IP crimes. And they will enable some of our key state and local partners to build on the record of success that Jim really just discussed. Now, as part of these grants, we are awarding more than $2.4 million to 13 law enforcement agencies across the country, including the County of Baltimore, which will be receiving nearly $124,000 to enhance its police department's IP enforcement training and investigative efforts. Award grants are also going to be provided to the City of Austin, Texas, the City of Central Point, Oregon, the City of Orlando, Florida, the City of San Antonio, Texas, the Cook County Sheriff's Office in Illinois, the County of Riverside District Attorney's Office in California, the County of Sacramento, California, the California Department of Justice, the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office, the New York County District Attorney's Office, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, and the Virginia State Police. Now, although these awards will be utilized in a variety of ways, they will help to achieve our common goals to advance prosecutions as well as prevention and education activities related to IP theft. Now, these resources will be used to fund new police department positions specifically tasked with investigating IP crime, to create Spanish-speaking radio messages about the dangers of IP theft, to purchase cutting-edge surveillance, evidence collection, and storage equipment, to develop and implement more law enforcement and prosecutor training programs, and to improve coordination, information sharing, and data collection. Now, without question, these new investments are coming at a very critical time. As our country continues to recover from a once-in-a-lifetime economic challenge, the need to defend IP rights and to protect Americans from IP theft has really never been more urgent. We have seen far too often that IP crimes are not victimless. Not only can they devastate individual lives and legitimate businesses, they also undermine our nation's financial stability, can jeopardize the health of our citizens, and even threaten the security of the United States. But make no mistake, today's Justice Department is fighting back. And thanks to Jim's leadership of the IP Task Force, the engagement of partners from across law enforcement and the public and private sectors, and the outstanding work of the Department's U.S. Attorney's Offices, the Criminal and Civil Divisions, and the Office of Justice Programs, our efforts to prevent and to combat IP crimes have really never been stronger. Over the last 2 years, in addition to the work of the task force, the department has played a leading role in the implementation of the first-ever government-wide joint strategic plan on intellectual property enforcement, which was released in June of 2010 and is being overseen by the Office of the U.S. IP Enforcement Coordinator. We've also taken steps to ensure that the department has the ability as well as the expertise necessary to take our IP theft prevention efforts to a new level. Now, I'm proud to report that we now have 40 prosecutors and 4 computer forensics experts serving in the computer crimes and intellectual property section, 25 computer hacking and intellectual property or CHIP units in our U.S. Attorney's offices, more than 260 specifically trained CHIP prosecutors, more than 50 FBI IP special agents, a robust international IP program, and strong partnerships with a really broad range of IP rights holders. These capacity-building efforts are paying dividends. In this year alone, we have prosecuted a number of significant IP cases. For example, in January, in one of the largest criminal copyright cases in U.S. history, the department indicted 2 corporations and 7 individuals with operating an international organized criminal enterprise responsible for really massive worldwide online piracy of numerous types of copyrighted works through megaupload.com and other related sites. In March, in one of the largest counterfeit goods cases in U.S. history, federal law enforcement agencies disrupted massive conspiracies to import more than $300 million in counterfeit goods from China and illegal drugs from Taiwan to the United States. And we've continued to work with ICE, HSI, and the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center on a number of matters, including Operation In Our Sights, which has facilitated the seizure of dozens of domain names associated with businesses engaged in online piracy as well as counterfeiting. We've also enhanced our investigations and prosecutions of corporate and state-sponsored economic espionage. And because IP crime is really global in nature, I've prioritized increasing our international engagement. In fact, to date, department officials have trained, educated, and met with thousands of foreign judges, prosecutors, investigators, and policymakers from more than 100 countries on IP protection. I personally have traveled to China, to Hong Kong, to Malaysia, Brazil, Hungary, as well as to Germany to meet with my counterparts, as well as other government and industry leaders, to emphasize the importance of combating IP crime on a global scale and with a global strategy. But as much as we've accomplished in recent years, we've also learned that the Justice Department can't win this fight and can't keep pace with today's IP criminals alone. We need your help. We need the assistance of industry leaders, law enforcement officials, and we need the assistance of IP crime victims. And we will continue to rely on the leadership and the engagement of each one of this year's grant awardees. Only by working together in partnership will we be able to anticipate, to understand, and to overcome the new methods and the new technologies being employed by those who seek to profit from the innovations of others. And that's why in the fight against IP crime, the Justice Department is and will remain committed to bringing our full enforcement resources to bear and to increasing collaboration with our state, local, international, industry, and community partners. Now, together, I know we can build on the momentum that has been established, and I look forward to all that each of you, and especially this year's award recipients, will help to accomplish in the days ahead. And now I'd like to turn things over to a key leader in this work who is helping to make historic progress here in Maryland, the United States Attorney for the District of Maryland, Rod Rosenstein.